Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
405, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. It is September the 11th. And it is 23 years since you and I witnessed the most brutal, heinous attack on America since December the 7th. It was interesting last night as the Vice President, Kamala Harris, was telling people that January 6th was the worst attack since the Civil War. And I thought, I mean, even you cannot be that oblivious, can you? Here you are, you're engaged in this debate or this piece of kabuki theater, whatever it is that you're doing, on the 10th of September. Are you even aware of what happened on September the 11th? But she's so desperate for political mileage and traction that she wants you to believe January the 6th was a more consequential and threatening event, dangerous event, deadly event. Than 9/11. Bizarre. Anyway, we'll talk a little bit about it. I have to tell you that in no small part, I feel a little spent as far as the debate stuff has gone. Everybody's been talking about it all day. I know. And I just feel on September the 11th, whatever year it is, wherever I happen to be for however long I have, that I want to pay tribute to what happened on September the 11th, 2001. I want to remember it. I don't want it to be forgotten. I am disturbed as I look at social media and I see the big tech people who are scrubbing images from September the 11th, scrubbing them. There are certain images that you cannot see anymore. You know, the last couple of years, I have been, I don't know if I've been punished by Facebook, but I normally get a nasty gram of some sort from the Facebook people saying you've posted content that goes against our standards. Right? And I realize what it is. Every year in my memory, images of people jumping out of the World Trade Center, it comes up in the memory because I posted it when it happened. And now that's considered to be offensive. Well, I've got news for you, Facebook and anybody else. It's always been offensive. It's always been awful. But it's essential that we know who and what happened. If we would like to survive, then we'd better be aware of our enemies. Almost 3,000 people lost their lives on September the 11th, 2001. Well, maybe I'm the one who's wrong here, but I think that's consequential. I think that's important. I think that that is worth paying attention to. You remember the images of human beings making that choice? Because I do. What an awful choice. Talk about a Hobson's choice. Imagine for a second you're on the 100th floor, the 105th floor. That fire is coming for you. You know that. You know that it's coming. The floor is hot. The walls are hot. Smoke is beginning to get to you, or smoke has already gotten to you. The power's out. You probably don't realize that the building may wind up pancaking. I don't know. Maybe you are thinking that. Maybe you're not thinking that. I don't know. But you do know that smoke, that fire, is going to take you out. And then you look out the window Now, maybe the first time you look out the window, you're looking to the other tower, you're looking to another building that's relatively high, and you're thinking, oh, you know, there's going to be a helicopter, right? There's going to be a helicopter that'll land and they'll rescue all of us. Or maybe there's like firemen dressed like Spider-Man and they're climbing up the building. Somebody's coming to get us. They're going to rescue us. Of course they're going to rescue us. They have to rescue us. I mean, that's what they do. And it starts to hit you. Nobody's coming to get you. Not because they don't want to, but because they can't. Imagine being one of those firefighters. You're walking up 100 sets of steps. You're carrying, you got your Scott pack, you got that coat, you've got the helmet, I don't know if you've got hand tools, whatever it is, you got a lot. And the thing that I learned the first time that I was on a fire scene, and you may laugh at this, but it's hot. I went in after the fire was out. And my job as a cop at that fire scene was just to make sure that nobody came there and stole anything. Wasn't that difficult? And what hit me standing there was how freaking hot it was. And the firefighters had already been in there. They already put the fire out. This was residual heat. And I was sweating like I had run a marathon in a fur coat or something. Now imagine you're one of those firefighters from the New York City Fire Department. You've come through the first floor. They've got their command center on the first floor. And they're saying, hey, you know, a lot of the radios aren't working. But you got to go. We've got people on the 100th floor, the 110th floor. You got to go. And they went. As I mentioned to you, how many non-Catholics received last rites that day? A whole slew of them. You know why? It wasn't a conversion in religion, but they knew they were not coming back. They were never, ever getting out of those buildings alive. And they still went. Take a listen to cut number 6.
Can you still imagine? Are you going to have jumpers, Dave? Jumpers.
All right, Division 1, be advised. Battalion 2, advise you have jumpers from the World Trade Center. Okay.
Jumpers. Those people on those high floors who said, my God, I'm either going to burn alive or I'm going to hit the cement 100 floors down. Either way, this is my last day on Earth. The last choice they can make, the last choice they can make is their means of death. It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. But it happened. Don't let it be erased. Don't let it be forgotten. I'm going to do my part, and I'm counting on you to do yours as well. A few moments from now, Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard is going to be with us. As you may or may not know, actually, Carl spent decades with the United States Coast Guard, and he was there in New York, part of the 9/11 response, and we'll talk with him. I'm looking forward to chatting with him. It is 414, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
The aircraft is southeast of the White House.
Hello?
Crystal City, just north of Crystal City.
Just to the north of your town.
Yeah, stop all departures.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
23 years ago. It is 420, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. I want to remind you, we've got Politics and Pints coming up. It's the eighth time we're going to do this. It's happening on October the 16th, Wednesday evening, down at the Beacon Theater in Hopewell. And you know the way this works, don't you? Are you like the one person who hasn't heard of Politics and Pints? Well, here's what happens. A whole bunch of us get together, and we talk about politics, and we enjoy a pint. And because it's going to be right before Election Day, let me tell you something. It's going to be spirited, it's going to be hot and heavy, and you definitely need to get your tickets. They sell out every time we do this. And I'm not trying to be hyperbolic. I'm not trying to shake a finger at you, but I'm just telling you, I've been there since the beginning. I actually came up with the name, Politics and Pints. We sell out every single time. So if you would like to join us, you've got to go over right now, WRVA.com, and get your tickets while we've got them, because we're not going to have them for that much longer. It is always me and John Reed. Gary Hess is our sort of a master of ceremonies, official referee. Brian Kilmeade is coming back. Dana Lash is coming in for this. Howard Gutman is going to be there. And you should be there as well. So seriously, go to WRBA.com. Get your tickets now while you can get them. A couple of moments from now, we've got Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard, who is going to join us. We'll talk with Carl about his duty as a member of the United States Coast Guard up there responding to 9/11. It's amazing the people who were pressed into service. I've got a couple of things that I have to share with you. I want you to take a listen. I focus, I know, on the first responders because, frankly, I wore a uniform. I pinned on a badge. And so I understand what it takes to answer a call, a radio call. I never was placed in a situation where I had to deal with anything like this. And I know we spend a lot of time, we talk a lot about New York, right? The New York City Fire Department, the New York City Police Department, the Port Authority Police Department, the federal agents that were deployed up there. But let's not forget in Northern Virginia, let's not forget those heroes who had to deal with what happened at the Pentagon. Take a listen to cut number two. It's the Arlington Police. There's an airplane headed towards the Pentagon. Anybody ever think they would get a call like that? I mean, anybody who is in law enforcement, anybody who's a firefighter, do you ever think you get a call that said, yeah, there's an airplane, and it's a jet flying into a building? Now, I suppose you would understand what it involves. Maybe you'd expect it or what have you, but 2001? This was unheard of. Take a listen to a little bit more. How about cut number four?
Come over, and in Manhattan, you don't hear planes.
9-1 to Manhattan.
Battalion 1.
We just had a plane crash into level 4 of the World Trade Center, transmit a second alarm, and start relocating companies into the area.
10-4, Battalion 1.
Battalion 1 is also sending the whole consignment on this box to that area, okay?
Engine 6 to Manhattan, okay.
Engine 6.
The World Trade Center, tower number 1, is on fire. The whole outside of the building was just a huge explosion.
10-4, all companies stand by at this time.
There's been a second alarm on that box immediately.
It's amazing. It's amazing. You listen to that guy. Now, number one, he sounds like the classic New York firefighter, right? I mean, you listen to him, you're like, oh, yeah, I could see that. I could see that guy sitting in the firehouse, cracking a joke or two with his buddies. I don't know how firehouses necessarily work in your neighborhood, but when I was growing up in Philadelphia, firehouses were, well, they were exactly that. Firefighters lived there during their shift, right, and whatever it is. But the doors were always up, and those guys were either washing a truck or they were standing outside and they were talking. Kids were going up to them and saying hello. It was really sort of a neat experience. And what I learned later in life as a police officer is you wanted to know where all the firehouses were because they had clean bathrooms and they generally had something to eat. And the firefighters, talk about a brotherhood. Talk about camaraderie. It's unbelievable to think about it. And as I've said so many times, these guys are nuts. Who runs into a building that's on fire? Well, on September the 11th, 2001, 343 members Well, the New York City Fire Department did exactly that. And they never came out. And the first casualty was Father Michael Judge. He's listed as the first official line of duty death on September the 11th. He was a chaplain for the New York City Fire Department. He was beloved. And he was that first person carried out. And that image now today is my Facebook cover photo. Because I don't want people to forget Father Judge. I don't want people to forget any of this. And my fear is that it is actively being scrubbed. I look on social media, I look at what big tech's doing, and it's not good. Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard answered the call. He'll talk about it with us at 4:35. Tomorrow morning, my friend John Reed will be here at 6 a.m. Please make sure you are here for John. It is 4:26. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.